Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's draft day. Round one of the NFL draft is tonight. Sal Capaccio is with us this morning from WGR Sports Radio 550. You're settling in for a long day, aren't you?
I am. I actually, the reason I'm here is I'm announcing my bid for the 2020 presidential
number 21
again?
Run. Yes,
21. You'll fit, you know, right in there with the whole rest of them.
I figured it would fit right in with you guys this morning here. So here I am today, and it does. It feels like Christmas. It feels like something big is happening because tonight we will have someone new to the Buffalo Bills. Obviously,
yeah. You're going to be busy like a presidential candidate today.
Yeah, actually, a lot of campaign stops today. We're touring kind of all of our stations. I'll be on over in the WGR side, the sister station, for an hour this morning, walking around the building. And then in the afternoon, got some other things to take care of. Other stations around the country call me this time of year all the time and say, we're doing mock drafts, things like that. I was on in Jacksonville. I'll be in Portland today, Syracuse, things like that. And then I'll be down at the stadium a little bit later this afternoon. And I'll be there till about midnight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's a fun day. But it's such a different year than last year, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, that what's funny about that is, Susan, I tweeted the other day that last year's draft was intriguing because we all knew all the teams that wanted quarterbacks, right? The Jets, the Bills, the Browns, the Cardinals. The question was, which quarterback, how are they going to get them? This year, it's, boy, which teams really want a quarterback? We don't know. There's all these ones we think could, and how are they going to do it? Do the Giants? Do the Dolphins? You know, other teams that are in the mix. Do the Bengals want one? You know, do the Raiders? Is Kyler Murray really going number one to the Cardinals? It's all interesting.
Yeah. On that point, I mean, that would be kind of a, you know, I don't want to say groundbreaking, but that's almost unprecedented to hear a team draft a quarterback in the top 10, and then go right around and draft another quarterback number one overall.
There's no doubt about it, but here's the thing, Brian, and I don't necessarily agree with doing it, but I'll say this. If you're going to hire Cliff Kingsbury and say, you're our coach, we want you to fix the offense, you got to do what you do, then you got to give him an opportunity to get the guy he wants to do it with. And he can't run his offense with Josh Rosen. He's just not that mobile. He runs an offense that requires the quarterback to get out, and he might have to elude some rushers and things like that. And Kyler Murray's a really good passer. So Josh Rosen's the ultimate X factor in this draft because, like you said, he was a top 10 pick a year ago. And if a team really liked him last year, maybe they like him again this year. He replaces what they would have drafted. So I do think it's super interesting.
Where do the Bills go? Where are they looking? It seems like everybody is all over the place.
Well, I think the Bills would really love to trade down, and I think that's my preferred option as well. They sit at number 9 right now. They could move down. They could gain extra picks. But if they stay at that number 9 spot, I really think that defensive line is where they probably are going to look first and foremost. This is a very good defensive line draft, whether that's on the edge with pass rushers or in the interior. Guys like Ed Oliver and Christian Wilkins on the interior. Outside guys, I don't think we'll get to them, like Nick Bosa, obviously, or even Josh Allen. But there are other guys that you can get a little bit later like that that are near the top of the draft that aren't quite them. So I think that's it. But offensive line is still interesting. And then there's a tight end out there, TJ Hockenson. Do they get him? So Brandon Bean, with all he's done in free agency, 18 free agents signed with the Bills. 18. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty unheard of in the NFL right now. I think he's given himself options here in the draft.
You talk with fans all the time. Is there a little bit of a risk of if they choose another defensive player high, you know, with a first-round pick? Because aside from Josh Allen, it's kind of where they've gone in the draft, and everyone's saying, oh, this team needs a tight end. They need receiver help. They need something to help Josh Allen.
No, I think, Brian, you would have had that about a month ago, but after they really signed 6 new offensive linemen, 3 new wide receivers, and they kind of went that route in free agency, most people are like, okay, time to address the defense now. The one thing I do get sometimes is, I think Christian Wilkins could really be on their board. He's a terrific player from Clemson. He won what is basically equivalent to the academic Heisman Trophy, master's degree in 3.5 years. But then suddenly I say that and people say, please no more Clemson guys. And I'm like, wait a minute, because Sammy Watkins and Shaq Lawson, I don't think that should ever matter. Just because one guy didn't do well from a particular school doesn't mean the next guy will.
What is it like to be at the stadium tonight where the Bills are in their war room? I mean, how close do you see this?
Well, you know, people don't know, they kind of let me in before. No, I'm just kidding. They don't do that. It's locked down. It's secret, right? And we're all the media's in our little room, our media room, and we're watching the draft just like everyone else is. And we're kind of compiling stories. We're trying to narrow it down. We're getting all of our, you know, our ducks in a row for when they draft a guy, but suddenly, boom, it comes up. Oh, they traded. Now what do we do, right? It's really cool to be down there because you got everybody who's kind of doing the same thing in the same industry, working towards the same goal, but we're all unique. We're all looking at it from different angles. How are we going to approach this? What am I going to talk about on the air the next day? What story am I going to write? So it's really cool from that respect. And then we don't know when Brandon Bean or Sean McDermott might even come to the media room and talk to us about their pick. They could stay there all night and never do that. Wait till the next day. They could come out after the first pick and say, this is why we took the guy. Then in the meantime, you get the draft party going on for some of the club holders and suite holders, you know, going on in the field house. So that's pretty cool. You can walk over there and say hi to some people. So it's a pretty good happening.
What are the chances that the Bills draft another guy named Josh Allen?
I don't think the chances are high only because he'll go before the Bills. But if he happens to slip down the board, you could have two Josh Allens in Buffalo. I mean, he's a terrific football player. He really is. And he's a defensive end out of Kentucky, and that would be something. And there's a quote from him from yesterday, him saying, it would be a little weird if he was on a team with another Josh Allen. It's not, I mean, yeah, not that it's an uncommon name, but it's not also Joe Smith either, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it would be a really high pick in the face of the franchise on offense. And a really high pick on defense as well.
What would they have to do? Use their middle initial?
I don't know how they would do that. I don't know. That would be pretty interesting.
You know what? Enough people have Allen jerseys. You can't slap another letter on that thing. That's what I think.
Somebody asked me last night, would it be that, let's say Josh Allen, the other one, goes to the Jets or Giants, and he sacks our Bills QB, Josh Allen. Would it be the first time anyone's ever sacked the quarterback with the exact same first and last name?
Well, let's hope that never
happened. I don't know. I said, as far as I know, there wasn't a Bruce Smith who Bruce Smith sacked. So,
yeah. All right. Well, Sal, you got a busy day. We'll let you to it. Thanks so much for stopping by. NFL draft tonight. Everyone's really excited. That's Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.